9 after the hour of 9 o'clock on this Tuesday morning, Bella's Table. Good morning, Bella. How are you?
I'm fine, Bob. How are you this morning?
You know how many people went to the website yesterday and got your recipe?
I hope a bunch.
62 people.
Good. You know what? Southern cornbread dressing is going to rule.
Oh, yeah. It's always ruled in my house. How about you?
It is. Same here.
Today, we're visiting with Stella Tolgren, and once we get done, this recipe will go up on our website. Just go to ktlo.com homepage, and you'll see Stella's picture there. And hit click, and it'll take you to the recipe. And today, cranberry relish. It sounds pretty good. Cranberry relish.
It is good. Kim and I were just talking about the, the different dishes at Thanksgiving, and she was saying that her daughter always says, you've got to have cranberries. And that's kind of the way it is at our house. And I think cranberries, this relish dish is something that my mom made. I can remember, you know, as a young girl, we always had this cranberry relish. So I've had it every Thanksgiving since, and that's been a lot of Thanksgivings.
It's cranberry relish, not cranberry sauce.
Right, because it's all fresh, and it's so very easy.
All right, get your pans ready, and if
you
don't have time.
You need three ingredients.
Oh, well, that's easy.
No, I'm sorry, four ingredients.
Oh, I was getting tougher
You
now.
Need one orange, a big navel orange, cut it in one-inch chunks, put it in the bowl of a food processor, get a red apple, cut it in one-inch chunks, put it on top of the orange, then add one bag of fresh cranberries that have been rinsed, put that on top, and then just pulse it until it's all the same consistency, like a just little bitty pieces. Scrape that out of the bowl, add one cup sugar, mix it, put it in the refrigerator overnight, it's ready the next day.
That's pretty easy. That's not easy. It wouldn't be easy for me.
You could do this, Bob.
I'm a good cook, but it takes time.
Okay.
That's what I tell Sue and Heather when they say, is supper about ready or whatever? I said, good food takes time.
It does. It does. And this is an easy recipe. The reason I like it so much, and it was always a big hit in our families, because everything was fresh. And it's also good with pork tenderloin.
Oh, man, I bet it is.
Yeah, very good.
All right, repeat that recipe, please.
Okay, you need one navel orange, cut it in chunks, one-inch chunks, one red apple, and it's the skin and all. Just cut the orange.
Orange peel, too?
Everything.
Okay.
Just take the orange and cut it in one-inch chunks. Same thing with the apple. Put it in the bowl of a food processor. Add your one bag of fresh whole cranberries after they've been rinsed. And then just pulse all these three ingredients until they're all the same size. And it's just going to be little grains. And then put it in another dish. Add one cup of sugar. Stir very well. Stir good, until it's all mixed. And then put it in the refrigerator overnight. And it's ready.
Sounds good, too.
I think you'll enjoy it. I hope you give it a try.
All right. Go to ktlo.com homepage. Stella's picture's there, and you can download the recipe. You've got it. Well, we've got the dressing done now and the relish, cranberry relish. Tomorrow, we're going to bake a pie.
That's right. It'll be the finale.
Pumpkin chiffon pie. That sounds awfully good.
It is good. And, you know, I'm just really hoping that I have some time tonight, because I really would like to bring a pie in tomorrow and let you taste it.
There you go.
See, what do you think?
I like it. I like it.
Okay, just hope that I have time tonight.
Well, you're a very busy person, so don't.
Oh, never too busy to
don't stay up too late
to cook something good.
All right, that's fine, isn't it? How's your cookbook? If you want a cookbook, Estella's got a cookbook, yeah?
I have. They're at the Pinkadilly at the hospital, Giftiques, Judicious Spirits, and Raimondo Winery.
All right. See you in the morning.
Okay. We'll be here.
All right. 14 now after the hour of 9 o'clock on this Tuesday morning.